Hey entrepreneur, this is Mark Newsom, Mr. Marketing. Welcome to another exciting and potentially profitable episode of The Marketing Minute. Ladies and gentlemen, you may not realize it, but the benefits of relationship marketing go wide and incredibly deep. You know, you've heard the old saying, it's not so much what you know, but who you know. Well, in this, what I like to refer to right now as healthcare related crisis-driven redesigned economy, there's all kind of untapped marketing opportunities. For example, one of the seven-figure coaches that I follow and I'm a student of, he made a comment recently on a YouTube video. He's interviewing another gentleman who's a powerful motivational speaker, and my coach made the comment that right now, Zoom, Zoom.us, their platform, which already had about 10 million users worldwide, I don't know what the percentage of you know, was free users versus paid users, but obviously somebody's paying for the service or they couldn't stay in business just giving away the service indefinitely for free. But they do have a free version of this service and a paid version. Obviously, the paid version has, you know, more bells and whistles. But he made the comment that Zoom has reported, you know, with people being on lockdown right now, and hopefully, you know, this is going to pan out and things will get back to semi-normal. Anyway, they have over 300 million users worldwide. I mean, if you had a stock or a real estate portfolio or anything else, a gold and silver portfolio, anything else you can think of that exploded like that, you can't even, it's incalculable. Anyway. Here's my point with this, the benefits of relationship marketing. I want you to think about this for a second. Let's suppose you are an offline, and you may even have a website, but just for a moment, focus on offline. And again, we're taking into account, you know, the health crisis right now. Your business, if you have a men's clothing store or women's clothing store, may not even be open. But here's the point. Let's say you have a upscale men's clothing store. And one of the things you should be doing, instead of just blowing your money on fancy, outrageously expensive local primetime television and radio and Sunday newspaper inserts, you should be finding men in the community, high profile men, coaches who, you know, football coaches, head football coaches, administrators, presidents of this, high profile attorneys, and the other men in the office, high profile dentists, high-profile TV celebrities, high-profile authors in the area. In other words, any men, and this, ladies, if you have a female clothing store and accessory, you do the same thing. You should be looking for these people and offer them customized suits and base it on your advertising budget. Let me clear that up so it isn't so nuts. If you're investing $20,000, $40,000 a month in television, radio, take at least half of that budget and offer these men and women, or in this case, you know, men's clothing store, these high-profile men, customized suits, cufflinks, shirts, slacks, shoes, whatever, at your cost, because you want them to be walking billboards. Now, I want you to take that mindset and stop and think about this, and especially you ladies listening to this. Imagine you accompany your husband, your son, your uncle, your brother, your in-law, who's a guy, to a upscale male clothing store. Now, I don't know the reason why you're accompanying them, but I'm just saying, if it's not your husband or your son or your uncle or whatever, or your neighbor, but you go to this store with them. And they're in there, obviously, to buy some clothes. They're in this upscale men's clothing store, and they're being fitted for this nice customized suit or some slacks or shirt, whatever, you know, a nice, some personalized cufflinks, whatever the case may be. And while they're standing there, one of the sales reps says, "Would you excuse me for a moment?" And he or she comes back with a 3-foot teddy bear. And they hold it up to the lady and say, "If you can convince him to spend at least X or whatever he's at, I don't know what the cutoff is, 700, 1,000, whatever it is." In other words, this is a subtle form of upsell. You can convince him to spend at least X dollars more, we'll give you a gift certificate. It's extremely time sensitive, and you can take it next door and get one of these for yourself. So the guy, you know, the customer, the guy's kind of smiling, the lady's kind of smiling. Now, it's got to be kind of hard for this guy. And again, I'm using teddy bear. It could be she comes back and shows you one $450 diamond studded earring. And she says, you get him to spend X and we give you a gift certificate and you can go next door and you can get a pair of these, which normally retail for $450. You can get them for $200, provided, A, you do it in the next 72 hours or less. And if the 72 hours is, let's say, a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, then you'll make it Friday, Saturday, Sunday, because they may not be open Sunday, and then they have Monday, because they probably open Friday, Saturday, and then Monday. So it could be 72 hours, or it could be a five-day window, but no more, and not five business days, five actual days. So here's the point. She knows, just for dragging a friend who's at least 18 before this date, she can get these diamond-studded earrings that normally cost $450. She gets them at X, meaning something lower than the retail price, but typically the jeweler's cost, or in this case, the teddy bear, is free because the clothing store is already paid for it. But here's what I'm trying to get you to. That's cool. And I've mentioned this before. Here's the next part of the strategy. This is what I want you to think about. They now ask the lady if she'd like to enter this free drawing for a chance to win a $2,500 diamond studded necklace from this jeweler. And she, you know, I'm guessing 8 out of 10 women are going to want to enter this, enter this free drawing. Now, here's what happens. They enter the drawing, and let's say 8 out of every 10 women that come in enter the drawing for whatever reason, 2 out of 10 just don't want any part of it. You know, nothing's 100%, right? When McDonald's says, would you like fries with that? Every customer doesn't take them up on it, do they? But enough do worldwide every day that McDonald's is open or Burger King or whoever's using this strategy, proven strategy, by the way. They make billions of dollars annually with that simple 6-word phrase. So you should be using upsells. That's the other thing. But here's the part that I'm trying to get to. Here's the additional cash flow for the men's clothing store. When the ladies fill this card out on Valentine's Day, they get a direct mail piece, or if they're doing this by email, even better, it can save a lot of costs. But the bottom line is they're going to make a contact. They're going to contact this lady. Now, you're a men's clothing store. What the heck are they contacting a man for? Because when she mentions to her girlfriends from this day forward that on Mother's Day, Valentine's Day, and the card will ask them, and it will ask them for their birthday, what their wedding anniversary is, and if they have kids. Now, let me clarify something because I can already hear you ladies. Oh, no, I don't get my birthday. Just the month and the day, not the year. And the card, this index card, is going to say that. Now, here's the point. The card is also going to tell them, or the email message, or the postcard, by passing this card on to a male friend, the ladies are going to get a bouquet of flowers sent to them. Now, stop and think about the mentality here for just a second. Here's a men's clothing store promoting and marketing to women? Yes. Why? She originally came in the store with a man. That's how you got on to her. Now you're ethically bribing her with these gifts so she'll tell her girlfriends, so her girlfriends will tell their husbands, their sons, and everybody, get over here to this men's clothing store and take a female with you because they're going to hook the female up. Bingo. And they're doing it for pennies on the dollar. They're not going constantly on television, primetime television. It's outrageously expensive to do that. That's why they have to have such a huge markup on their products. Well, now they can keep the cost lower and use some of that savings as promotional bait, if you will, if you're following me. And if you're not following me, that's okay. It just means we're not compatible. But for those of you who are following me, you see the synergy and the viral word of mouth viral potential here, I hope. If you can get 200 women over time or 500 women over time wearing a pair of diamond studded earrings that the men's clothing store is getting at cost from the jeweler, because the jeweler recognized when that lady goes back to her circle of influence, personal or professional, she's going to get bombarded with a gazillion questions of where she got her bling, which means the jeweler is going to get more business for pennies on the dollar. The men's clothing store is just found a nice little marketing angle to expand without wasting all this money on local billboards and all this other hooey. Now, if this makes sense to you, if you know of anybody who has a podcast that revolves around entrepreneurship, I'd love to be on your show. And finally, if you know a retail jeweler, I want you to pass this blog post and this, obviously, audio clip onto them. And any joint venture, revenue share transaction I put together as a direct result of you being the go-between, the broker, nothing more. And again, this is somebody you know. You don't go out soliciting, you know, jewelry business owners who are independently owned. That's a waste of your time. But anybody you know that already has a retail jewelry business, turn them on to this. Any joint venture revenue share arrangement I put together as a direct result of your introduction, you get a lifetime interest in it, meaning as long as the relationship is ongoing and money is changing hands, the three of us will figure out a way to compensate you financially. And lastly, when you read those three blog posts, you know emphatically if you and I are fit or not. And if we're not, it's okay. Ladies and gentlemen, there's millions of men and women online, millions more coming online looking for proven expertise. So you don't have to feel bad if you and I aren't compatible. On that note, this is Mark Newsom, Mr. Marketing. Looking forward to being with you again very shortly, entrepreneur, with another exciting and potentially profitable episode of The Marketing Minute.